From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Confusion hampers the settlement of refugees. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Wednesday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and were trying to reach a safe haven in Europe. The migrants aboard the train are just a small portion of the up to 500,000 refugees believed bound for Europe. China President Xi Jinping has announced plans to cut his country's military force by 300,000 troops, more than 10%. Mr. Xi made the announcement just before a huge parade Thursday commemorating the Allied victory over Japan in World War II. He said the cuts are in the interest of peace, and China has no interest in controlling its neighbors or expanding in ways that would harm other nations. U.S. officials say they have spotted five Chinese Navy ships in international waters off the coast of Alaska. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed the presence of the five vessels, noting that it is the first time the U.S. has observed Chinese Navy ships in the Bering Sea. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. officials have not detected any threatening activities by the ships, but said the intent of their presence was still unclear. Uganda's main opposition forum for democratic change has elected former leader Kizza Besigye as the party's candidate to challenge President Yoweri Museveni in the 2016 presidential election. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the recent international nuclear agreement. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday. It will be the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January. The talks come as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. Thai authorities on Thursday announced they have arrested a third suspect alleged connected to last month's fatal shrine bombing in Bangkok, and for the first time they have named all of those in custody. Steve Herman reports.
Police say they have taken a third man into custody in their investigation of the August 17th blast at the Erawan Shrine. Officials say 38-year-old Kamarudeng Saho, identified as a Thai Muslim, was apprehended in the southern province of Naratiwat and is now undergoing military interrogation. He is being held under Article 44, which replaced martial law and gives the junta sweeping powers. The junta, in a midday televised announcement about the case, for the first time named the two foreign men who are also in custody. Army Colonel Wintai Suvari says they are Adem Karadak and Yusufu Miraili, but he does not mention their nationalities. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial in The Hague. In a speech to judges of the International Criminal Court, Ntaganda acknowledged being described as the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." Ntaganda insisted he is a soldier, not a criminal. He said he has never attacked civilians, but has always protected them. The comments pose a sharp contrast to the image painted by ICC prosecutors, who say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province. The World Health Organization has again declared Liberia Ebola-free. After 42 days without a laboratory-confirmed case of the virus, the WHO announced the news Thursday. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside a federal courthouse in Kentucky, where a local county clerk faces charges for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis defied last month's court order to resume issuing marriage licenses to all eligible couples, straight or homosexual, a practice she stopped after the U.S. Supreme Court's historic ruling in June that legalized same-sex marriages across the country. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.